This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
If extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here at the third hour. And joining us for the first part of the hour, Claire. Yes, Claire is sitting back there. But before we do that, I'd like to bring on John Stadmiller, our boss of all bosses, and Sandra, to follow up on my little letter to Santa Claus that I was mentioning earlier in the show. So, John, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing just fine.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
You've got Claire in the corner.
Yes, Claire's back here, and
Claire, where are you?
I'm just sitting right behind where Michael is.
Well, I figured if I brought my wife on.
Okay. All right.
First question. How's the weather in Hawaii right now?
Oh, it's lovely.
It's lovely. It's 81.5 degrees, 50% humidity, and eat your hearts out.
Oh, my God. We are, because it's about 32 degrees here in central Texas. And I'll tell you what, I've been down here too long because my blood is thinner than water. I mean, this cold will go. We got 20-25 mile an hour winds.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Wind chill will do that. I mean, it would only be worse in Montana. They're like -16, -17 right now, according to Fox News.
Well, see, they're northerners down here. 32 degrees is 16 below zero.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, look at us people here in Hawaii. If we were to come there and it's 32 degrees, we'd be bundled up looking like Eskimos.
Oh, I know, and I want to share the pain with you. That's why I need you and Claire to move stateside. You see. So, I mean, we'll get you here in Texas, and
we're gonna need a little help, because otherwise we're gonna have to walk, and that's take one step and come up for air, and take one step and come up for air, and you know,
not a good idea.
Trying to get the computers and the harp and everything there without them soaking up the water is gonna be a problem, and all the radioactivity is gonna be a problem.
I'm telling you, yeah, I want to get you guys out of there before we start glowing in the middle of the night. You know,
oh my goodness.
Horrible stuff. And I heard that you guys have a big junk pile that's going to the north of you, heading east.
Yeah, it is. It's missing us, but it's a huge accumulation of debris in the ocean. A lot of it is from Japan. We've actually had some debris wash up on the beaches here. I have a little piece of it in the world-famous What Really Happened debris collection. But it is a real problem. The pollution is catching up with everybody, and now, of course, it's so toxic and dangerous. Now they're going to dump all of the accumulated radioactive cooling water from Fukushima in the ocean and say, that's no big deal. It'll be diluted by the time it gets down to you.
That's not a good idea. But, you know, what else are you going to do? If we haven't noticed, every one of these nuclear power plants, they always put near a body of water, and there's a good reason. It goes critical. They got to cool it down. But what do they do?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but what do they do with the contaminated water once it gets contaminated?
They get their revenge on the United States for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That, I don't know about that. That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me, but it might fit. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I think we need a nuke alert in your back pocket.
Something.
Well, you guys sell, I think you sell that in the RBN store, and I have one. I got one actually right after the Fukushima meltdown, and it's still working fine. The battery is still good, and we have it hanging over our bedroom door.
Yeah, you can hear it chirp. You know it's working.
That's right.
In place of mistletoe, you got a nuke alert? Okay, then.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, in the event of a mushroom cloud, you kiss.
I'll leave that right where it's laying. Hey, look, guys, it's been a crazy month. I know you guys have been real, real busy. I know, Michael, you got caught up in a lot of stuff for Claire and producing stuff and all that. And we're back into the swing of things here on the network. Going into next year, I'm going to put a little request because you have this on your website, okay? We have not ramped up to do this yet, but you have asked people, hey, if you listen to my show, contact your local radio station and get my show on the air. And there is probably no better program on this network to really get behind and push than whatreallyhappened.com. You're the best prepared host on this network, and I don't know how the heck you do it. I've listened to your show many times. You don't stumble. You don't repeat yourself. I mean, you just let it flow. It comes out of you naturally.
Well, a lot of coffee goes into that, but see, here's the thing. Everybody listening to this show, they already know what we're talking about, and now's the time when we have to reach out to other radio audiences mm-hmm. that don't have all this information,
yeah.
and really bring them in and bring in new affiliates and go boldly where no broadcaster has gone before, and that's where we really, really need the help of all the listeners.
Well, and think about this, folks. I want you to consider this for a moment. Michael, how many radio stations do you think somebody like Sean Hannity is on?
It's a huge, huge number, and I really don't know. I mean, people like Rush Limbaugh, they have these vast networks that are out there and just putting them out there. And again, we're sort of not welcome into those corporatized radio networks, so we have to build our own. And of course, that means spending our own money to have the satellite link,
right.
And then having to basically do that outreach to radio stations across the country that are looking for programming and saying, "Hey, you need to check this out."
Right. Yeah, we put up XDS, and a lot of people don't understand what XDS is, and that is the old ABC Star Guide. And when we picked up Larry Pratt's program. And Bill Frady, that's sponsored by Gun Owners of America. Bill Frady's on Monday through Friday for 3 hours, 7 to 10 Central Time, 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time. Larry Pratt's just on 1 hour on Saturdays. But what happened, because they were on USA Network, when they were over and done with them, affiliates out there still wanted to program. We didn't even do any affiliate relations, and we picked up 55 radio stations just by the radio stations calling us. And what we need to do here is we need to ramp up. We need to put in our own affiliate relations department. And the reason, Michael, I said what I said about your program is because you can talk about some of the most vile and disgusting things in ways that I cannot. If it's against the human spirit and the conscience and morality of man, you have such a way of talking about it where it's really not offensive. Where I come along, I'm kind of like the bull in the china shop, you know, kind of approach to things. But what I'm trying to say here is you're marketable. But we need to let the radio stations know that Mike Rivero, What Really Happened, is available. Now, you've had your website what, 18, 20 years now?
It'll be 20 years this next March.
Well, and you've built a solid base of people out there, and you've kept a lot of people informed. Now the people in mainstream, they're trying, bless their little hearts, they're trying to sound somewhat conservative. They're trying to sound somewhat obvious, and you know what we all know, what we've talked about over the years, and they're trying to do it within that corporate entity. Well, sometimes that doesn't work too well, but there are independents. Independent station owners and managers out there that will pick up the programming. And I'd like to see Michael Rivero at a minimum on 100, 150, 200 radio stations. I think that's possible. But we don't have the department, the affiliate relations department, to do that. And I just wanted you to understand and your listeners to understand because I think I told you that at one time, Michael, and I thought maybe you might have taken that as a little bit of slight somebody else's programming. is getting precedence over you. That's not the case.
No, that was never the issue. But I understand, I think our listeners understand, to build an affiliate network, to help reach more people, to get the information out so Americans can make good choices, it's going to have to be a grassroots effort, specifically because the corporate media is trying to play catch-up with the independent media. We already have a majority of the audience on our websites and our broadcasts. They're trying to say, well, we're starting to talk about these conspiracy theories too, but they won't go far enough. But it has to be grassroots, and we need your help to call your local radio stations constantly, just harangue them and say, you need to get the RBN programming on your show. And it's not like it's going to cost you a lot of money or anything. You just have to say yes, and you already have the XDS receiver. We got to take a break here. We'll be back with John and Sandra after these words from our sponsors.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Thank you.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. We're talking with John and Sandra, and we're putting out a call to Rivero's Rangers. Now is the time to really push to get the word out about Republic Broadcasting, to try and get more radio stations to carry our programming, to really get the word out to the American people of just how close we are to this situation spinning out of control into an outright nuclear war. So, John,
yep.
Take it away.
I was just going to say that the Rangers, I think you just called them, Rivero's Rangers.
Yes, we're going to have badges and patches made up here at some point.
Cool. I want a shiny badge and a gun, too.
You get the badge. We're not handing out guns.
Okay, sorry. Well, down in Columbus, the Rangers already did this. About 15 of them went to WAIS 770 AM down in Columbus, Ohio, and said, would you please put this guy on? So that's exactly what they're doing. They're wrapping up programming from another network, and they're canceling them, and they're putting you on.
That can happen all over the country.
There's a Christmas present.
I'm telling you. I mean, and folks, seriously, you don't have to be harassing. You can do it in a very kind way. Just remind the station owner or manager that we're in a lurch, and we are not corporatized or bought off. We will get up there, and we will give the truth to people if they can handle it.
And we will support your local station to
yes.
get the word out about you.
Yeah, and this is the most important thing to radio stations. A lot of these guys are going dark. There's no money out there. The Double Plus Good, congratulations, you've got more Choco rations coming this week. People out of D.C., they just said today that, hey, happy times are here again. The unemployment rate's down to 7%. And I'm thinking, man, if that's the case, then there's a lot of people doing business out there.
Yeah.
But that's another lie. If the government's moving its lips, it's lying to you. So, you know, we need to get our programming on more and more stations. And to give you a heads up, the reason I mentioned Sean Hannity, he's got 500 stations. Mark Levin, he's out of New York. He's got more stations than that. He's an attorney, talk show host. He's the one that started this thing about, well, we need 11 new amendments to the Constitution. And he started this whole deal, and Sean Hannity and the Rush Limbaughs of the world, they all piled on top of this thing. And I smelled a rat. Here's the case. If we can't get the politicians in Washington, D.C. to pay attention to the Constitutions and the amendments that are already there, what good is it going to be to add 11 more to the pile that they're ignoring? This is the solution of conservative radio in this country today.
Mm-hmm.
And that
sorry to interrupt. It's kind of what we see in Washington, D.C. every time some Wall Street firm breaks the law or some politician's caught in corruption, they don't fix the problem. They just say, we need a new law. And they forget there are already laws that were there. And they think passing a new law or creating a new amendment is going to convince us all that things are getting better, and we know that is simply not the case.
It is not. Something else we're doing here, it's the end of the year. Ho, 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 ho. I'd much rather be in Hawaii with 80-degree temperatures and 50% humidity, broke down there than broke here. But end of year pledge drive. My dear wife came in here. Michael, does your wife do the bills around the house?
She does the home finances, and I run the books for the business side, and we don't cross over into each other's line, which is why we just celebrated a very happy 20th anniversary.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I'm only on 15 years, and we're still both alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she came in to look at the books here at the network today. She's the one who handles the finances at home as well. But she came in and said, look, you're in the hole. You've got bills that you've got to pay here. And I'm going, yeah, okay. What do you have in mind? Well, in order to catch up here at the end of the year, and just to give you a little hint, if I saw Amy Goodman today on Democracy Now!, and she was touting the fact, you know, make a donation for $2,000 and I'll come and have dinner with you. And I'm
John,
like,
can I put you out there?
What? I'm not.
They'd have to pay me $2,000 to have dinner with Amy Goodman.
I'm telling you. Am I not fat enough, honey? Geez, I quit smoking after 45 years, and automatically I gained 30 pounds just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could put the red and white suit on me, and I really would look like Santa Claus.
Oh, you're not that bad.
Well, I feel that bad.
Well.
And you snicker at me at night, it's not helping, at any rate.
Now, the radio audience doesn't need to hear that.
That is absolutely true. At any rate, back to subject at hand. We're short this year, after all said and done, $18,274.41.
Well,
now,
that's the 41 cents.
Call it $20,000. Just round it off because you know the next bill's going to be coming in.
Oh, it's on its way.
Well,
I guarantee you. Yeah. At any rate, what we want to do with the listeners to your program and to the listeners of RBN is do the same thing that we did before with the T-shirt and the coffee mug. So if you want to call into the network at 800-724-2719 and make a donation, make a pledge, we would greatly appreciate it. We're rebuilding this network. We've shifted to formats. I think many people have noticed. There's programs we've added, and there's some that we've deleted, and some that have gone to the weekend. Well, the lineup is being done so we can get on radio stations out there. Now, we have no illusions here. I know that we're not going to be on all the stations in this country, although I wished we were, and maybe one day, if we keep doing the right thing, we will be. Osmotically or something, they'll just pick us up. I don't know. But I do know that we have to add more personnel to the network to do the job a network should be doing for its host and, more importantly, for the listeners. I'm not doing this. They've said years ago, if you want to make any money, don't go into radio. They weren't lying. Trust me, they weren't lying. But and it's doubly difficult to do programming in a network like we're doing when we're actually up on the air telling the people the truth. It makes it a little bit harder, but here's the good part to that. People are starting to figure out how they've been lied to, how they've been zoomed after dark, and they're now starting to turn more and more, as you said, Michael, to that alternative media. Well, I don't want to be the alternative. I want to be the alternative to what they have constructed, which is not very good. So we need your help, folks. We need some donations here to clear up the bills for this year. Next year, we're going to hit full tilt boogie. We have some other commercial enterprises that we're looking at. And, Michael, I wasn't kidding about you leaving Hawaii. If this thing goes through, you and Claire, you're coming back stateside.
Boy, that would be nice.
Well, we're going to be having a heck of a yard sale then. Folks, this is the Christmas season here. Just think of it as adding one more name to that Christmas gift list that you have out there, writing a check to RBN instead of buying us a subscription to the Jam of the Month Club or something silly like that. So just in the spirit of holiday giving, because the good that is going to come from your support to RBN in this very dangerous, trying time. I mean, we've got F-18s following Santa Claus around now. We can't allow that to stand. So anything you can send in, silver, gold, you know, old appliances, unused children, just go ahead and send them on in.
Well, and they can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and at the top of the page, the red banner at the top, they can hit donations. They can do it by PayPal, or they can just mail us a check or a money order, or FRNs wrapped in foil. We don't care. And the only reason the aluminum foil is there, not to put it on your head, but to keep the prying eyes at the postal workers out of that envelope around the holidays. But simply send it to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or give us a call right now. We got operators standing by at 800-724-2719. And Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you so much, Michael and Claire.
All right, Merry Christmas, and we'll be back after these few commercials.
Merry Christmas.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to take a quick phone call here. John in New York. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Brother Mike, glad to have you back at RBN, man. What's on my mind? You know, yeah, you're the best, Mike. And you're sorely missed when for the few weeks you were gone or whatever. But listen, brother, I want to talk a little bit about Israel and what they're doing over with the, what the, how do you pronounce it, the Bedouin. Or whatever. I mean, is this racism? I know they broke down apartheid over in South Africa, but, you know, what about the apartheid in Israel, Michael? Could you elaborate, please, for me?
Well, I think there's no question that we're looking at an apartheid state. Even Nelson Mandela, before he passed away, was saying that Israel is more apartheid than even South Africa had been. There are blatant, overt, racially based laws. The color of the license plate on your car is based on whether you're Jewish or Muslim. And the Bedouins are basically being treated not as humans worthy of respect, but simply as these things that need to be gotten out of this area where they want to build Jewish-only settlements. So there's no question Israel is an apartheid state.
No doubt, Michael. And, you know, like what George Washington said, you cannot, you know, have this favoritism towards another nation like we have towards Israel, you know, because it produces a variety of evils. You know,
that's right. Washington, on his farewell address, he said, beware of foreign entanglements. And that certainly applies to all the harm that's been caused to the United States of America by this entanglement between our government and the government of Israel. And it's almost embarrassing and humiliating to see our elected leaders who are paid with our tax money just constantly groveling and bowing toward Tel Aviv.
You know, bowing, I don't know if that's a big enough word, man, but they're certainly, whatever they're doing, I mean, it's just ridiculous because that's where their money comes from. You know, whether it's Schmucky Schumer, the guy over here in New York that represents not me, but the freaking AIPAC lobby, or Blumenthal, I don't know what the hell state he's from, but, you know, it's unconscionable, Michael. But thank God we have some truth tellers like Mike Rivera and, you know, shedding light and doing great work.
All right, well, thank you very much for those kind words. We're going to let you go now, and we're going to turn the microphone back over to the lady, Claire, who's been waiting patiently to talk about
China. I have noticed with some alarm that VP Biden said today that Washington does not accept China's new air defense zone over disputed islands in the East China Sea. And the statement was, I was absolutely clear on behalf of my president. We do not recognize the zone. It will have no effect on American operations. Zero, none. So it looks as though we are being groomed, if you will, to go to war against China to stop the march of the yuan, because so many countries now are accepting that and not even going to the dollar anymore in their transactions, like Australia and New Zealand.
Now, let me put this into a historical context to realize why this is so dangerous. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Oh, yeah.
The United States declared an exclusion zone around Cuba, even though Cuba is not technically part of the United States of America. What would have happened if Russia had taken Biden's approach? We don't recognize your exclusion zone, and we're going to go on sending these rockets to Cuba. We would have wound up in a nuclear war, and we are risking one right now.
And the problem is, and it's something I would like to hope that those precious few adults in the bowels of power in D.C. understand, we do not have the troop strength, we do not have the money, and we do not have the manufacturing to be able to guarantee a successful outcome of a conventional war. And, Mike, that is what makes this so scarily dangerous to me.
It is very dangerous. Yeah. Other nations don't want to loan us any more money to buy weapons. We don't have the money to buy decent weapons from other countries. The weapons our industry are producing are defective, botched up. They're just overbloated with gadgets and featureism, and they're kludgy, mm-hmm. to use the technician's term on it.
Yeah.
We've seen that time and again with these weapons that simply don't do what they're supposed to do, whether it's the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, the F-22, the F-35, the littoral combat ships. We know there's a high failure rate of these drones that are on their way into Pakistan and Yemen to kill innocent people. A lot of them never make it back out. Not because they're shot down. They simply malfunction and fall out of the sky.
Yeah, I would like to hope that more sane heads will prevail. It's really unfortunate that the UN does not have a binding arbitration clause in its makeup for naval disputes over naval territory. It would be nice if China, Japan, and all of the other countries which have claims to some of these disputed islands, primarily because of the oil and natural gas under them, would have to sit at a table, check their testosterone at the door, and come to a reasonable good faith agreement where none of these countries lose face.
Well, see, that's the real crime of going on here, because back in 2008, they were negotiating to share the resources, share the costs of development.
Mm-hmm.
And then the U.S. gets in there and starts meddling and saying to Japan, they're all yours. You shouldn't talk to these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the real goal is not the Sakhalin Islands. The real goal is not the oil and gas. That's sort of a side effect, a side benefit. Right now, the United States is unable to conquer nations that turn away from the dollar and turn towards the yuan and the renminbi.
Right.
As fast as they're fleeing away from the dollar. And so I think what's going on is the U.S. has decided to just go to the head of the problem, and we're seeing this saber rattling, and we're seeing this constant China bashing in the media.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to try and provoke China into some kind of a military confrontation with the United States, blame it on China, and start World War III for real, the way Franklin Roosevelt goaded Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm. then said, oh my goodness, it's a surprise attack, those dastardly Japanese, and got us into World War II. Mm-hmm. And World War II ended with the use of nuclear weapons on civilian populations. World War III will probably start with nuclear weapons on civilian populations. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, John forgot one thing when he was talking about F-14s falling around Santa Claus. When Santa Claus enters into U.S. airspace, don't be surprised if Santa has to stop at TSA checkpoints. And Christmas is canceled forever because the TSA confiscated all the Christmas gifts.
Oh, well, listen, he's wearing a red suit. That makes him a commie, and he's got a beard. They'll waterboard him. They'll absolutely waterboard him. But listen, I wouldn't worry about those F-18s following Santa, because for Santa to be able to hit all of the homes in the Christian world in 24 hours, he's obviously flying a lot faster than those F-18s can keep up with.
Yeah, he probably got a sled from Area 51. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
What's next on your list there, Claire?
This is a very sad and kind of dark tale, cautionary tale, if you will. But I think it's one that all the parents who listen to us need to hear. There has been a recently published study by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it indicated that an astounding 20+% of all 14-year-olds have been diagnosed at one time or the other with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and the condition is treated with some very dangerous medications. Also,
here's the joke. The mm-hmm. guy who invented that term,
yeah.
attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which when I was a kid was called teachers boring me, admitted shortly before he died, they just made this up mm-hmm. in order to have a hook with which to sell medication to your children that they don't really need. There is no pill in the world that you can give to a kid that is going to make a dull, boring teacher seem suddenly fascinating.
Absolutely. And if you or any friends or families are being pressured to put their child on medication for this imaginary condition, I'd like you to share the following, which is also up at the website. There was a kid, 11-ish, 12-ish, and he was being evaluated by his school, and the school officials said, well, the kid's got ADHD. The school social worker kept calling them in for meetings, and one morning, before the meeting had started regarding their son, they were threatened that if they did not put their child on medication, that social services was going to grab them. Well, any parent would be concerned about that. And they didn't want to lose their kids. And the social worker said that the Ritalin that the kid was going to be put on was very mild and would stimulate the brain cell and help Matthew focus. What was never stated was that Ritalin overstimulates the heart. They lost their child to heart disease because they were never told that there has to be heart monitoring going on when a kid is taking Ritalin to prevent them dying of heart disease.
And yeah, so, but the pharmaceutical yeah. companies made their stockholders happy, and that's really all that really matters on this thing.
No.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're at another commercial break.
I hear you.
And mm-hmm. We're going to have to take a pause here.
Yep.
We will be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 drumming hornets, 4 dollar guests, 3 Velpacto makers, 2 melting ice caps, and a Fear Moment documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Last segment of the show. We're going to be rushing. We got a lot of stuff to fit in. Apparently, AT&T is now saying it doesn't have to disclose its arrangements with the National Security Agency. Time to move over to Sprint. Had a somebody called in off the air asking about the scientist who had come up with the name Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and then just before he died said, yeah, it's a fictitious disease. We made it up to sell pills. His name was Leon Eisenberg, and I just posted a link to the story about that to whatreallyhappened.com. Take it away, Claire.
Okay. This last week, Dianne Feinstein and Mike Rogers were being interviewed by Candy Crowley. And Crowley pitched them the softball, are we safer now than we were a year ago, 2 years ago? And both of them said, oh, no, there's a lot more terrorism going on in the last 2 years. And guys,
does that mean the entire Department of Homeland Security is an utter failure and a waste of taxpayer money?
Completely impotent.
I'm shocked.
And, you know, if there is a rise, it is a direct result of U.S. foreign policy decisions. Now, this is not terrorism. This is scarerism.
Absolutely, and I'm concerned as we head into the Christmas season, or even tomorrow, Pearl Harbor Day, they may be planning another one of these false flags, even though they were hideously embarrassed by that Boston bombing and how quickly that official story fell apart. And by the way, there is evidence in the recently released Newtown shooting tapes that that was all fake. That's also on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com.
And the easiest way to stop any terrorism against the U.S. or its assets is to stop mucking about in other people's countries, expropriating resources to which the U.S. government has no moral right, Mike.
Okay, and that was mucking with an M,
mucking,
for those
yes.
of you on cheap radios.
Yes.
But you're absolutely right. The U.S. Is basically engaged in conquering other people's wealth to try and prop up this pyramid scheme. Bank, the people are fighting back, and the U.S. says, oh, it's terrorism. They're not allowed to fight back because we're the United States and we're doing good things.
Yeah, and I am very concerned about a possible false flag in the not-too-distant future because nothing else that they've done has worked.
Well, neither will a false flag, but they're desperate enough to take that gamble. Do you have anything else real quick here before we wrap up the show?
I think that was it.
That was it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get the entire hour, but you'll be back next week anyway. All right. We're going to pull down Claire's microphone. I got a couple of things I want to share with you. As you're probably already aware, behind all the brouhaha about the Obamacare website, where the front end is sort of kind of maybe working and the back end is still completely misassigning everybody's insurance information, Congress is already back screaming at each other over the budget deal, by which they mean, are they going to raise taxes? Are they going to raise the debt ceiling? Are they going to do both? And the corporate media is framing this entire discussion in terms of, should we raise the debt ceiling or should we not raise the debt ceiling? And that is not really the question that you, the American people, need to be asking. And just as we're asking you to go out and call all your local radio stations and carry our RBN programming, I am asking you to call your friends, email your friends, post on your social networks this article I've got on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, the real question about the debt ceiling, which is the Constitution of the United States of America authorizes this government to create and issue and spend into circulation interest-free, debt-free currency with which to buy what the government needs, flow through society and commerce without accruing any interest, then is taxed back by the same amount at the end to balance the books and close the cycle. That's the economy this nation was started with. It's the economy that worked for the American people. So why? If the Constitution authorized the government to create its own currency and spend it in circulation interest-free, does our government persist in going to a privately owned central bank to borrow currency that's just as instantly created out of thin air at interest, thereby condemning the American people and future generations to debt servitude to these unelected private bankers? Why are they doing that? And we have to ask that question. Because corporate media will never dare ask that question. And the government can't answer that question because the only answer they have is, well, you know, 100 years ago, this corrupted Congress and this corrupted president said, yeah, give us some money now and we will sell the entire population of the United States of America, including their future generations, into your slavery. And that is exactly what happened. There shouldn't be a debt ceiling issue. This government should not be going to private central bankers to borrow ink and paper and numbers in a computer at interest. It's not the way the nation was started. And if you go back and you read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you will learn the entire history of the United States, wars, assassinations, all of it, really comes down to a war between these private central bankers trying to keep their little scam economy going versus presidents and people who are standing up and saying we need to return to an honest monetary system. Because we don't have one. We are enslaved to the very system of banking we fought the American Revolution to be free of. So don't get caught up in this should we raise the debt ceiling or should we not raise the debt ceiling false dichotomy that the corporate media is putting out there. The real question is, why are we in debt to a private central bank when the government is authorized to create and issue its own value-based debt-free money? And they don't want you asking that question, and that's why it's so important that you get that article off my website and you send it to all your friends, you post it to all your social media, you drive this thing into being viral. Because unless and until we end that private central banking scam, we will never, and our children will never be free of debt slavery. That's what it's about. It's the new form of slavery. It's the new form of serfdom and feudalism. It's fascism to construct a society so that we are always at the beck and call of the bankers, that we cannot conduct our lives or our business without their leave, because that is not what America is supposed to be. Now, we're only a few minutes away from the program, and I do want to go back. And like I said earlier in the show, it's Christmas time. I know you're making up a list of Christmas gifts and Christmas presents to people, and I just want you to add RBN onto the bottom of that list for a little tiny Christmas gift. And it will help us get the word out during these dark times, because we're not getting any funding from large corporations or government agencies or any of that. When you see these so-called independent media outlets and they've got $5-10 million grants coming in, you know that's the end of their independence. They're now dependent on that person who signs the check for the $5 or $10 million. And we don't do that. Our support comes from you, which means we are answerable and responsible only to you, the American people. So, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. That number again is 800-724-2719. Please call in. If you pledge $100 or more, you get an RBN t-shirt, an RBN coffee mug, and bragging rights that you are standing up for the independent media, informing the American people so they can make good choices. And Thomas Jefferson would be proud of you. I'll be proud of you. John will be proud of you. And in general, you will do a great deal of good. We don't need the magazine subscription or the Jam of the Month Club or anything like that. We need your financial support to grow RBN and to start reaching out to more affiliates so that those Americans who don't already know what you know will be able to learn what's really going on, what the real agenda is behind all these wars. Because if we lose this, if they get their war going, it's going to murder a billion people across the globe. And whoever's left alive will be enslaved to the banks paying off the war debt for the next 100 years afterwards. That's how important this is right now. And it's up to you. It's up to you. We really do need your help. And I hate asking. I'm bad about this kind of thing. I don't like to do it because I know those of you listening to this show, you're in as serious financial straits as we are. But we'll have donations come in just, you know, pennies, because it's all they've got. But we understand how much that means. So thank you for your support. Have a really good weekend. We're going to be back here on RBN on Monday. So until then, stay safe. Stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, hit that donate button over at RBN. Don't forget, if you're buying silver and gold as Christmas presents, to go to the Republic Trading Group, because part of those proceeds also go to fund our operation to get the truth out. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Financial